We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we are back. It's Marks and Reese. I'm stuck in the closet. Forgot what day it was already. It's Monday. Ike's in the Tasty Cake studio.
Bouncing.
You bouncing?
Yep.
How's everybody at home? You all right? Everybody's hanging in there?
Oh, yeah, man. It was a wild affair at the Reese household this weekend.
Yeah. Things got crazy?
Yeah, you know. A little Tiger King going on. You know, a little Monopoly.
Oh, so you did. Busted out the Monopoly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, twice this weekend.
Now, Tiger King, and we'll talk about this later on. I watched three episodes. The problem with watching more was my wife hated it from the start. Well, she had this negative thing going into it. She's going to watch it. Right? And then.
Well, why was she negative?
Because she watches Grey's Anatomy and shows like that.
Okay.
And her cousins told her, like, oh, it's this and it's that. So I don't want to watch that.
Oh, they told her about it. So she had the perception of it already.
So, and she's not a documentary, real life. You know, mm-hmm. the shows that I watch aren't the shows that she watches, and the shows that she watches aren't the shows that I watch.
Except for Say Yes to the Dress.
Right, exactly, which is coming up in a second. But she's like, well, you know, the kids were, so it was nap time. The kids go down, and I'm like, well, you know, let's come watch this. And she's like, well, I don't want to. I'm like, listen, we're talking about it on Monday. Everybody's watching it. I'm going to watch a couple episodes, all right? So she sits down, and she watches maybe 10 minutes of it, and then she's up, and she's doing stuff. And it's like, all right, well, she's obviously not paying attention.
Right.
So I couldn't just sit there and binge it for a couple hours, and she was enjoying it with me. So I got through three episodes. And, you know, and we'll talk about it. But I thought it was great, actually.
Yeah, man.
Really, really interesting.
I started Friday night around 12:30, 1, something like that. And got through, I believe, 5-plus episodes that night. So I was up until 5-something in the morning.
In a row?
Yep. Watched them all in a row. No. They must have been drinking that Ike juice. Everybody says that. There's no way I could be drinking and be up watching TV all night. Yes. So that wasn't happening. That would have put me to sleep.
If anything, he's on drugs watching that. Especially that show, right? I feel like you need to be on drugs.
No, I felt like I was on drugs. I'm telling you, man, the last 10 minutes of every episode makes you want to watch the next episode.
It does. It's great.
So, I mean, I'm not doing anything. I'm just quiet. I'm in the house. I'm not doing anything. So I managed to get through that much of it. And then I watched the rest of the episodes Saturday afternoon at some point.
So you slept for a couple hours, woke up and watched more.
Yeah, and woke up and finished them off. And then I finally convinced the wife yesterday, like, hey, we got to watch Tiger King, you know. But she doesn't know I watched it. So
you watched it again.
Got through two episodes last night.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. It's Carol at Big Cat Rescue.
Yes, I got through the first two episodes last night.
It is. Jack, how many did you watch? I know you were ready to dig in.
I finished it, yeah.
You did the whole thing?
Yeah, me and Jill went right through it.
Mm-hmm. See, I got the reason I had to watch it the second time, because you pick up something different when you watch it the second time.
I don't want to talk too much about it, because we're going to do it later on the show. But I thought it was interesting, the second episode, you noticed that, well, they actually show the girl's arm got torn off. They didn't show that in the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you haven't seen nothing yet, man.
A lot of different things. No, believe me, I know. I've read enough.
That's like nothing compared to where the show goes.
I've read enough to know some spoilers that are coming up, but so that's that. All right, so we'll do that later in the 4 o'clock hour. But yes, we did watch. I didn't watch the whole library of it, but we watched some. Well, listen, we'll ask Peter King at 4 o'clock if he watched Tiger King. What do you think?
Like who hasn't watched it?
Yeah, that's the question.
Seriously, we'll ask him. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Like, over the last, I don't know, couple weeks, it really started getting hot and heavy with the Yannick talk, right? When he started posting stuff on social media with the Eagles and he wants to be traded, that's where he wants to go and everything else, we started getting unsolicited trade phone calls. And we love when people call in and want to do trades, right? So it's like, all right, well, Alshon and Brandon Graham and a fifth rounder for Yannick, right? And we're like, but this is not good. Very rarely do you get good trade scenarios, right?
Mm-hmm.
Normally it's Rocco and one of the first round draft picks, and we get LeBron back. You know, it's not a realistic trade. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play Say Yes to the Trade. So it's your job to call in at 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. You can discuss some of the stuff we're talking about, including Brandon Cooks. Do you want him or not? And then you lay out your potential trade to Ike Reese. The best trade, and it has to be realistic. So it's not, oh, I want Cooks but give up a fifth-round draft pick. No. Like the most creative, the best trade that Ike actually says, you know what? Yes, I would do that trade. The best one is going to win a great prize, such as a gift card for a 750-milliliter bottle of Kiki Vodka produced in Hatfield, Pennsylvania. Kiki Vodka is distilled 6 times, then refined through a silver and platinum vodka filtration system, resulting in a smooth and mellow premium vodka.
Look, Kiki.
GMO and gluten-free, KikiVodka.com for more information so you can make Ike juice with it.
Yes.
There you go. So get dialing right now, 215-592-9494. We play Say Yes to the Trade. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Easy enough?
Yes, sir.
All right. Back to the phones. Ja'Cory in Florida listening on the radio.com app. Ja'Cory, how are you? What's up?
How y'all guys doing?
How are you doing?
What's up, Ja'Cory?
Man, listen, man, I had a good birthday weekend, you know. The Bronco was real good. The Bronco was racing. Uh-oh. He in the saddle. Not in the saddle. He in the
stable.
He resting right now.
Yep.
He resting right now.
By the way, it's Secretariat's birthday, the greatest horse racer ever.
How about
or horse
that?
Ever.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, but so I'm gonna go with this draft thing, receiver thing. Yeah. I'll say still go get, you know, Ike, I'm with you. Go get Denzel Mims. I like him. I watched a couple college football games this weekend. I watched a couple of Baylor games. Man, he's real good. I watched mm-hmm. One game against Oklahoma. Man, he did real good.
Mm-hmm.
I like this. This is a lot of gems in this draft at wide receiver, especially mm-hmm. this kid named Isaiah Wright from Temple. Man.
I'll take them all, Ja'Cory. I'll take them all, man. I'll take every wide receiver in the draft. Seriously, whatever you want. You want two, you want three, whichever ones you want, I'm in. What about Brandon Cooks?
I'm going to pass on him because, like y'all was saying with the concussions, it's like, man, if he runs a slant and Carson hits him and he gets knocked out, what does that leave us with? Is one rookie receiver
with what you have right now. What do you mean? It's the same thing you have right now. That's what it leaves you with.
I know that, but you
right. But you're okay. But hang on, Ja'Cory. I'll let you talk. You're okay with what they have right now. So why wouldn't you be okay with adding Brandon Cooks if he gets hurt? Then you have what you have right now.
But if you're saying if we get Brandon Cooks, he gets hurt, right?
Right.
Okay. Deshaun's going to be out what 4 games? We gonna have to do the same thing last year, but just with Alshon. And with J.J., I think a White's on the other side and a rookie wide receiver.
Well, Alshon's missing half the season anyway.
Yeah, he's probably going to miss it.
That's what I'm saying. So, yeah. This
right, but Ja'Cory, hang on, and we appreciate the call. But, I mean, going by that logic, like, mm-hmm. wouldn't you want another veteran receiver that's actually accomplished in this league? I mean, I get it. It's
well, here's the other thing. Here's the other thing that would worry me. You signed Brandon Cooks. The Eagles aren't taking a receiver in the first round.
Because
he's not getting on the field. So they're going to take a player that's of a greater need than wide receiver. You would have taken Arthega Whiteside last year, and you would have signed Brandon Cooks. You got Deshaun coming back. You got Alshon coming back, who they're not going to get rid of. They're not going to take a receiver in the first round and just sit him on the bench. Where's he going to play?
But you have three guys that – you have three guys that are essentially veterans that are 30 or older that are on one-year contracts, essentially. Deshaun can be cut after 2020 if he doesn't produce. Brandon Cooks doesn't have to be on the team after 2020, and Alshon won't be on the team after 2020.
No, but what I'm saying is the guy isn't – where's the guy going to play at that you take in the first round?
Where's he going to play?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if he's good, he's going to play on the field. I mean, but you're
not going to be a starter is the point I'm making.
Ike, you're assuming that Arthego Whiteside's going to be so dynamite that he's going to take reps away from him.
I do.
Okay. I mean, listen. I hope you're right. I mean, I hope you're right. And I'm not totally swearing off of Arthego Whiteside.
Well,
he's a bust.
If they're taking the guy that I want them to take, I'm looking at the type of receiver. So, you know, now Cooks is your outside guy opposite DeSean Jackson being your outside guy. Is he the slot guy? You can't play him in the slot because he's fragile. So he has to be an outside guy. You can't send him anywhere over the middle. Because if he gets hit, it's probably over with.
I mean, he doesn't have to play 100% of the snaps. You know what I mean? He can be used, both him and DeSean can be used in the outside with an inside receiver. Right? I mean, I get it. You have two tight ends, so you don't have as much need for lots of wide receivers, but you also don't have a lot of wide receivers on the field because you don't have any.
I just think if they were to make a move for Brandon Cooks, he's going to play. He's the starting wide receiver out there. And they're not going to take a receiver in the first round.
Let's go to back to the phone. Steve, Northeast Philly. Steve, go ahead. How are you?
All right. How are you?
All right, Steve.
What's up, Steve?
That's good. I definitely would take him and Cooks because – you have got to have an insurance policy. You need to lengthen the field. There's no question. I think you're being a little bit unrealistic. You got to go by what you saw with Arthego Whiteside.
How's that been unrealistic to say he's going to be better than he was in his first year?
I agree that you have to go nowhere but up. I agree with that.
Okay.
But I think you're being a little unrealistic and counting too much on him. This way, if you have a veteran, granted he's got a concussion problem, but the reality is you need to stretch the field. If Cooks can get on the field and let's say he gives you theoretically 8 games, that's still a stretching the field for that amount of time.
8 games? What about the other 8 games?
The point is that you don't know what Jackson's going to give you yet. He may be able to be on the field at the same time. The reality is, if you don't depend on Arthego Whiteside, you let him come into his own a little bit. There's not that much pressure on him that way if Cooks is on the team. Mm-hmm. Plus, the other point I wanted to make is I don't have any confidence and Howie's selections. The fact that he took Arthego Whiteside, what was it, 10, 12 places after...
Before DK.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That, I have no faith at all in Howie's ability to pick talent. So I definitely, although he has a concussion situation to deal with, I definitely feel that it's an insurance policy, along with the fact that don't forget, you have Dillard at offense at tackle, who's going to be on his own now. So that if you have the speed on the outside from some source, hopefully Jackson, and if you have Cooks as well, he can go on the other side.
Yeah, listen, Steve, we appreciate it. Thank you for the phone call. It's risk reward. The risk is minimal. The reward is a receiver that in the 4 years before last year had 1138, 1173, 1082, 1204, and that's not for a high volume catch guy. That's for a guy that's averaging 13.5, 15, 16.5, 15.1. He instantly, I mean, I get it. You're talking about a similar wide receiver with DeSean Jackson. He's not a big guy. I get it. But he's also
it's the exact same wide receiver.
Yeah, I'll take two of them. I'll take two of them for Carson Wentz. Absolutely. I'll take two of them.
Now here's the deal. If they were to release him, that's different. Now you're not giving up anything but money.
Right. And we'll talk to Peter King about it coming up at 4:00. If they release him, I think that it's kind of like with Alshon.
It's the reason why people didn't trade for Cam Newton. you're going to release him.
Yeah.
So if you're going to release the guy, then that's something I could look at, because now I can bring him in here on the type of deal I want to bring him in here on, as opposed to a deal that's already in place.
All right, let's play, Ike. Say yes to the trade, and we'll start with Todd in South Philly. Todd, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How about you?
Great, great, Todd. What you got for me?
All right, so this trade, I think, helps us get younger at the defensive line and makes the pieces that we already have fit better. So I would do Fletcher Cox and a third-round pick for Yannick Ngakoue and Chris Conley from Jacksonville. Conley's their fourth wide receiver, but he would be probably a third in our offense. He solidifies some of the depth here. We just signed Hargrave, and we have Malik Jackson, Tim Jernigan still here, which is a solid defensive tackle rotation. It helps offset some of the money we're going to have to pay Ngakoue when he gets here. And Jacksonville would be looking for that third-round pick, and he's going to, like, Ngakoue only has this last year on his deal because he's franchise-tagged. So he has to play under the deal anyway. We need to get some insurance back, which is why I'm okay with throwing Conley in there to help shore up the wide receiver spot.
Yeah, I can't give up Fletcher Cox first and foremost. Just looking at it from the Eagles' perspective, I'm not giving up Fletcher Cox. And then secondly, if I'm the Jags, again, why am I doing this?
Yeah, I don't think the Jags would do it. So the trade that he said was Fletcher Cox and a third-round draft pick for Yannick and Chris Conley. And Connolly is, I don't know what his contract is, but he had a decent year last year.
So I'm going to take on an older player that's coming
off.
That's coming off one of his worst years, just from looking at his numbers standpoint, right? What did Fletch have last year? 3.5 sacks, I think?
Four sacks?
Yeah. So I'm going to take an older player at that position, D-tackle, versus having the younger player at defensive end at a more prominent position. And no, not only that, I'm going to give you a wide receiver as well.
So that's a no.
So I'm going to take – and I'm taking back the higher salary. Because Fletcher's making what? He's going to count $24 million against the cap?
Yeah, he's making a lot
23
of money.
Plus million against the cap? Nah, yeah. I'm out. I'm out on that.
So that's a no.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Let's go to Peter in media. Peter, what do you got? How are you?
And Tim Jernigan is not on the team.
So much I wanted to cover, whether it's Tiger King or otherwise, but I guess you're asking about the trade here, huh?
Yes.
All right. So I would not take Cooks, first off, but for the trade, I like this kid, Yannick Ngakoue, but more importantly, I would like for the Eagles to establish an identity going forward. And the identity should be, to me, that's easy to maintain, is great line play, offensive and defensive line. So trade for Yannick Ngakoue, and they have a receiver coming off injury who was starting to do really well, a kid named Marquise Lee. I don't know if it's Marquise Lee. Lee is his name.
Yeah, Chip loved him.
And then I would trade, and it's going to hurt for you guys to hear this, but talk about concussion worries. I would trade Zach Ertz, and I would trade our third-round pick for Ngakoue and Lee.
All right, and you said no to Brandon Cook. So, Ike, Yannick and Marquise Lee for Zach Ertz and a third-round draft pick. Do you say yes to the trade?
No. No. I'm not trading Zach Ertz. Zach Ertz is, I don't know, what does Zach Ertz rank right now amongst the best offensive players this team has had in the last 30 years? It easily 10.
Yeah, he's up there, sure.
All right, you got to put him in front of how many Pro Bowls has he made? So when you name all the great offensive players,
is he the best tight end that they've had
in Eagles history? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's already been established. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, I'm moving into offensive weapons now, just receivers and running backs included.
Shady is probably better.
Yes.
Deshaun? It's close.
No.
Yeah, it's close.
Well, Deshaun played here, what, 5 years, 6 years?
Yeah, I mean, Ertz, and the fact that they won a Super Bowl with Ertz here, too, also.
I mean, and the fact that he's durable and he's reliable, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, Deshaun is more explosive.
There's not a lot of skill guys in the last 30 years you would say over Zach Ertz, I don't think.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. T.O. for the year that he's been here. Yeah, And you said you would trade him.
And I would trade him, yeah. I would. I mean, that's probably a show for this week.
Mm-hmm.
But just real quickly on it, you know, Goddard and Ertz are both going to be UFAs, unrestricted free agents, in the same year.
Mm-hmm.
Their contract's up, and they'll be free agents in 2022. Now, the Eagles are likely going to extend Zach Ertz.
That's why they're going to do it early.
To try to get a better price on it.
Of course.
Okay, but you're also now, so does that mean are you gonna try to extend Goddard early too? Or is he gonna make you wait unless you're willing to pay him a premium price? Because here's the bottom line, you're gonna be paying two tight ends around $25 million a year.
Not a piece.
Well, for the two. You can't pay your tight ends $25
million? Well, if you're not paying anybody else, that's another reason why they want to get younger at the receiver position and get these guys on rookie deals.
So you can pay two tight ends?
They're two of your better offensive players, John.
Yeah, but that's
I don't care. If it was two wide receivers, you would pay them, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but they're wide receivers, not tight ends. There's a reason.
Who catches more? I mean,
in this offense? Is that because
yes, it's about how you use them. It's about how you use the players. Yeah, George Kittle should be the highest paid receiver on the 49ers. Yes.
Right, but that's more about who they have on their team. Not.
It's because – exactly. Exactly.
Right, but, he's their best receiver. That's not a good thing.
No, the point is that if they wanted to upgrade the receiver position and pay a diva receiver, they would go out and get one. They're perfectly fine with the tight end being their best guy, and they're going to pay him as such.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I pay players. You pay offensive players. Like, I don't know what Goddard is going to be in 2 years, and if the Eagles are smart, they'll try to get a deal done with him next year because you're giving him upfront money for security. If he wants to run the risk and say, I want to be a free agent and go somewhere else, and he doesn't want to do an extension here, that's fine. That's fine. But I'm in the business of keeping good players, especially good young players. And if I can get Zach's deal done now and probably add 2 more years or 3 more years to his deal at a team-friendly price to get it done this year, now I have Zach Ertz for the next 4 to 5 years locked up.
Yeah, then you're not going to have Goddard because you can't afford the play.
Sure you can.
Well, I mean, to pay two tight ends, like Trey Burton would have been nice to keep here, right?
I'm sorry, did New England decide they didn't want to pay Aaron Hernandez?
How'd that work out for him?
Well, I mean, the point is that they did it. That's the point that I'm making. When you have two tight ends that good, they didn't decide, well, I'm going to just let one walk. I'm going to pay Gronk and I'm going to pay Hernandez.
I think it would be a mistake to pay both tight ends the top of the market money.
If they're good, it's never a mistake to pay good players.
Okay. Or you can use the value of one of them and get something in return. 215-592-9494. So Ike.
Right. So we'll pay 9 defensive ends and 4 tackles, 4 D tackles.
Well, you forgot slot corners.
Yeah, and slot corners, but we won't pay our two best offensive weapons. Right. That makes sense.
That's your boy Howie.
That makes sense. Pay 3 defensive tackles, $10+ million, but we won't pay the 2 receiving tight ends, the best in the game, money.
He's not a normal human being.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, and no one wants Cooks though. Yeah, no one wants Cooks, but we're gonna pay every tight end that we have.
You pay good players.
215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. Hey, so far, Jack, not a lot of good trades.
Oh, by the way,
yeah,
real quick,
yeah,
they can put Dallas Goedert on a franchise tag, so he's basically here for the next 3 seasons.
Yeah, you could franchise him, sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I mean, I'm all right. Now you're paying him top 5 money as a tight end. He's not going to be happy about it. Then he can walk after that, or you got to franchise him again. My problem is that having 2 tight ends that are talented is great until you have to pay both of them as number 1 tight ends. You can't pay your backups $10 million a year.
He's
right?
not a backup.
He's your second tight end.
He's a starter, though. That's like having 3 wide receivers out there. They all get paid. We just paid our 3rd receiver $9 million. Nelson, Deshaun's making money. Alshon's making money. You don't just pay one guy and don't pay the other guys. You pay for good players. I don't care if it's 2 tight ends. They're both very damn good, both of them.
I like both of them. I like wide receivers more. I like one of them and wide receivers more. Last year showed you when you don't have the wide receivers how much that can hurt your offense. 215-592-9494. Listen, we'll continue the discussion on the other side. And we need Ike to say yes to something here, people. Got to come with better trade offers. Say yes to the trade.
Yeah, let's trade Carson for Yannick.
you would say no to that, right?
Yeah, I think I would, yes.
Yeah, but get Marquise Lee. They throw in
Can we trade Alshon today? That's the main question.
Yeah,
throw him in the deal also.
You get carte blanche on the phones if you try to include Alshon in a trade. Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494. Peter King, he started all this by saying that one of the places Brandon Cooks could go that would make sense is the Eagles. We'll talk to him at 4 o'clock. And the other thing with Peter is, like, what's going to happen with the season? You know, after we talk about Cooks for a couple minutes, Peter's plugged in more than anybody out there. Is there going to be a season on time? Like, how is this going to work out?
So they could play in the middle of nowhere, like the one rumor that's out there.
Long as they play, I don't care.
Well, what's his name? Who was it? It was Jay Williams this morning on the Greeny Show. What's it called? Get Up. He said to get a cruise ship and put the Eastern Conference NBA and another cruise ship and put the Western Conference and have the playoffs on that. And
I thought
it was a great idea.
This is all going well.
Dude, it's a great idea.
I like it.
You test everybody. They're quarantined. They can't go anywhere. We've already seen you can be on a ship and have the games, right?
Yeah, we saw that with Michigan State and North Carolina.
Yeah, that was cool, right?
Not really.
It wasn't a Carnival cruise line, though. 215-592-9494.
I think it was a battleship, wasn't it?
It was a battleship, yep.
Yeah.
Coming up, your chance to win the vodka and the Ike juice by making Ike say yes to a trade. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. We're back right after this.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.